Arizonans will have a new and improved marketplace when they shop for health insurance through the Affordable Care Act's marketplace, and the time to buy that health coverage begins today, so which marks the beginning of the enrollment period for 2019 plans. KJZZ's Will Stone covers healthcare, and he joins me. Good morning, Will.
Good morning, Lauren.
So what is different this year when it comes to getting health coverage here in Arizona?
In short, options. In recent years, Arizona has struggled to keep any insurers in the marketplace, especially in the metro area. Maricopa County only had one insurer previously. This year, there will actually be four, and Pima is going from one insurer to three. So the rest of the state will still have one Blue Cross Blue Shield. But it's a big shift from recent years. Arizona was actually making headlines because of the sorry shape of our marketplace. If people remember, we had premiums going up. Insurers were dropping out. This is not the story this year. In fact, experts I speak with tell me Arizona now has one of the more robust and stable marketplaces in the country.
That's really interesting because there's so much campaign talk still about problems with the ACA, people not being able to afford coverage. You're saying that's not really true anymore?
Not really, Lauren. People, especially candidates, like to talk about the ACA or Obamacare in kind of broad terms because the law touches on many aspects of health care. But when it comes to the individual marketplace, where less than 10% of people actually get coverage, the situation is pretty good. The vast majority of people who buy coverage in Arizona will get a tax credit, which helps them pay their premiums. Most premiums will be under $100, maybe even under $75. Now, there are still people out there who make too much, more than 400% of the federal poverty level, to receive financial help that will have to pay more and may find the plans too expensive. That's obviously still a problem, but clearly with more competition this year, insurers are having to fight for your business, and, you know, generally that's a good thing.
Yeah, okay. So do we know why the situation has improved? Clearly the administration and Republicans in Congress have made it clear they still think the law isn't working and it should be replaced.
That's right. The Trump administration has taken steps to really relax and loosen some of the requirements of the ACA. They've allowed less comprehensive insurance plans to be sold. They're cutting the budget for outreach, which helps people sign up. And of course, you know, eliminated the individual mandate, which penalized people who did not buy coverage. So all of these moves weaken the ACA. But, you know, in spite of that, in general, there's more certainty for insurers who now have a better sense of who buys coverage here in Arizona. Also, it seems that insurers just underpriced plans in previous years when the marketplace was first beginning, and now they've kind of had a reset, you could say.
Sure. So what can consumers expect?
I spoke with Jim Hammond about that. He's an insurance expert who publishes the Hertel Report.
I think it's a pretty well-kept secret that, you know, if you are one of those folks that is struggling making $33,000 a year, you got a couple of kids, you can go there and you might be able to find a plan that's pretty affordable for you considering what you get.
And Hammond's talking about the benefits that come with these plans. Well visits, you know, pretty good networks with many of the major health systems and hospitals that people recognize here in the Valley. There's still high deductibles in some cases. But Hammond says if you take advantage of those plans and all the benefits, consumers really do get a good return.
All right. KJZZ's Will Stone with some good news. Thanks, Will.
Thank you, Lauren.